Lucie Counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
father said, everything that I have is yours. But what are we talking about? The elder son never left the house, but he never had the heart of the father while he was in the house. Otherwise, he'd have welcomed his brother back. But instead, he got jealous and got angry because he didn't have the father's heart. Check yourself. Ask yourself, do I have the father's heart? See, we're living in a time where we got to guard our heart because a whole lot of stuff is going on can make you really callous, cynical, have cold love. You know, all this mask wearing and stuff, and I'm not against that in its place and that, but all this is changing people's countenance. It's changing the way people, it's like a psyop. It's taking a psychological toll on society. It really is. You know, I forget to wear it. I only go in places where I know they're going to beat me up if I don't have it on. Or they ain't going to let me in there. Otherwise, I'm going to run in and run out. Just tell somebody, maybe a fossil knows something I don't know. I'm not foolish. And I'm not trying to be a renegade or anything like that. And I'm not just saying, well, I just trust God. No, I know some things. I declare, if you search, and like I said, you hear all this information, that let it be information, but listen to the Holy Spirit. He'll lead you into all truth. Amen. See, we need to be on that foundation where we're not living in fear, but walking in wisdom. And having enough knowledge. See, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Anyway, let me get back to Saul here, because David, I'm just following. See, David, when he was chosen king, when he was finally anointed to be king, instead of him going out and trying to establish a kingdom, he went right back to the sheepfold. He went right back to what he was doing, didn't get lifted up, but the Spirit of God came on him. And simultaneously, the Spirit of God left Saul. And so now we have David anointed. Tell somebody, God has a way of getting you into the palace. See, sometimes we want the conventional way, or the way that is traditional, or the way that the world does it. God has a whole nother way of promoting you. Promotion doesn't come from the east or west or south. Promotion cometh from the Lord. Amen. So tell somebody, trust him. Okay, we're taking a look at Saul's last chance. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, starting at verse number 1. I'm going to read a number of verses of scripture. We're looking at chapter 15 and 16 of 1 Samuel. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Let me pause there a moment. The two anointings, and I want to emphasize this very strongly, the two anointings were different. Saul's anointing was different from David's anointing. Saul's anointing, when Samuel went to anoint him, some say it was glass, it was a flask. It was man-made. Why? Man wanted a king. This was man's choice. So he anointed him with a flask. Now, when David was anointed, he was anointed with a ram's horn. In other words, there had to be a sacrifice. A life was laid down. This is what covenant is about. He was anointed differently. And you see how short-lived Saul's tenure was. And how it not only started off wrong, but it ended in disaster. Wherein David, all the mess-ups David had, yet God said, this is a man after my own heart. Amen. And guess what? When Jesus returns, he's going to sit on the throne of David. Come on, let's look at the grace of God. It's a powerful thing. And what it appears to those, it comes to those that are chosen. Tell somebody again, I'm chosen. So verse 2, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. So God means business here. I think we touched on last time or Sunday how, you know, people can say, well, how can God be a God of love and mercy and he killing up everybody? I like to say during Noah's time, God did a drive-by. Everybody except Noah. Why? Let's look at it. We oftentimes don't read into how heinous and how evil men have become. Before Genesis 6, the sixth chapter of Genesis on back from the time of Adam's fall to Genesis 6, read what it says there about all the imaginations of man continually. All of them were evil. That's why God said, I'm destroying everything. I'm destroying everything. Only he had one, Noah. And this is the wonderful thing about covenant. He didn't say Shem, Ham, or Japhet were righteous. He didn't even say Noah's wife was righteous. But he said, Noah, enter the ark, you and your house. Come on, men. Come on, ladies. Your standing up for righteousness goes a lot farther than you think. Amen. Everybody that's connected to you in covenant, God will watch over them. I don't care where they are in the world. They can be in the deepest, darkest jungle of Africa. Amen. Chased by lions, but them lions ain't gonna get them. Rahab, because you did this deed and you hid the spies, hang this scarlet thread. I want you to think about the geography here. She lived on the wall. She let him down on the wall. When Israel came, she was still living on the wall. And that scarlet thread was in that wall. And when the angels came, which pushed down the wall, there's a part of the wall, I'm certain. Because she had all her uncles, aunts, cousins, nieces, nephews, mother and father under their roof. And they said, everybody under your roof, Rahab, will be spared. But they got to be under your roof. Don't let them go out in the street. Don't let them wander away. All those that are covenanted with you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.